Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor, week two of the 2021-2022 PGA season. Our second of 9 weeks before we take a little break. And this will be eight straight weeks of PGA Tour events, all the way through the RSM Classic, I believe. Yep, RSM will end November 21st, and then we'll take a break from PGA Tour action till January 6th in the Tournament of Champions. But we'll have plenty going on with college football, NFL, NBA will be picking up right around then, all kinds of stuff going on. But we are here for the Sanderson Farm Championship. Going to be a good one. Looking forward to it. Coming off an amazing Ryder Cup week, not only for the USA, the Gups Corner community crushed. I took down the $200 single entry. I finished second in the $44 and seventh in the big, I can't remember what it was last week, $10, $12? I think it was $15. There was a six-way tie for first, and then my lineup was right behind those six. So betting, I think I was up a little or around even. I'll still update all that. Probably I'll update with the Cup with Gup on today after I get everything caught up from the weekend. I know NFL was great. We went 4-0 on Sunday. Won the over last night, but I think I lost the Devontae Smith prop. Still a good week overall. NFL, and then I'll catch up college football as well. Shout-outs, community shout-outs, North Pole DFS shipped the $12 single entry, the $5 single entry, and the Gups Corner League last week, turning $24.50 into $2,600. That's awesome. A little college football shout-out. We continue to crush over there. S. McCabe turned $27 into $9,600. Actually, I think he may have been all in. He would maybe in for like $400. But one of his contests was great. He made $9,600, including a college football world championship ticket. So that's awesome to get a Gups Corner person in there. Hopefully I will join him for that event. I don't remember how many spots they're doing, 75 or so. So that, you know, he's got 1 in 75 chance at the big prize now as that comes towards the end of the season. Use a code. You want to join all the fun, all the winnings we got going on. Last week was great across all the sports. Use a code SMASH. Get 15% off any package that includes a 7-day free trial, no risk trial. Sign up. You don't like it. You can cancel before the 7 days is up. Highly doubt you'll do that with the value we bring to the industry. The NFL tools are awesome. I'm going to be doing a little preview video of kind of all of our site with what we got going and putting that out later on. Now that we got the tools on the NFL rolling, golf, which we'll still do some enhancements there throughout the fall before we get to the spring. And then the lineup optimizer is just awesome right now. Continues to get better daily, if not weekly. So come join us. Use the code SMASH20 to get 20% off any gear in the GC store if you want to stock up. Doing some blowout sales there, trying to get some new inventory in for the fall. A few of these left, the OHV3 shirts. As soon as I get the rest of those sold, I will cut a check to that foundation for the profits from all those shirts. Rate and review us on iTunes. The big drawings I always do, I go looking for that. And subscribe and like to us, like us on YouTube. Both those are free and easy to do, and they get you into any big drawings we do for, you know, NFL kickoff, big golf tournaments, you know, probably get around playoffs, college football, stuff like that. We'll have some big drawings. And then I do weekly ones as well. So leave a comment in the video and tell me who you want to play the most in the 10K range. My guess is going to be it's going to be avoided a little bit this week. We'll see. It's early. We're back to a normal schedule. So we got Thursday kickoff here. One reminder, the upgrade and renew winners were announced last week on the coin flip. In case you missed it, the Bryson autograph rookie card winner was Mike Witz. The Master swag pack was Charlie Warnock. And the GC swag pack and $100 and Millie tickets winner was Josh Williams. So you guys reach out to me in the GC Warrior Room Slack or on Twitter. I will get you your prizes headed your way. Course preview this week. We're at the Country Club of Jackson in Mississippi. I think it's been at this course 6 or 7 years now. One thing I want to remind, because as I was doing research and kind of getting into everything, you'll notice a big, not a big difference, but a pretty good difference in the field starting the last 2 years. And the reason being, that's when this became a full field event. So prior to the 2019-2020 season, this was an alternate field, or you know, you didn't get your full FedEx Cup, you didn't get the invite to the Masters, any of that kind of stuff. So, and I believe it was alternate to one of the WGC. So not that prior to that is discounted for guys with course history here or whatever, but a different quality of field, even though this one's not extremely strong right now, compared to an alternate field event, sometimes, you know, it has been stronger the last 2 years, especially last year, because totally different year altogether with the COVID stuff. But, you know, Munoz and Garcia have won it the last 2 years. Sungjae finished second. Malnati finished second. 2018, which it was still an alternate field, you had back then young up-and-comers, Cameron Champ and Corey Connors, first and second there. But I'm not saying I'll discount some of the course history stuff prior to 2019, but you know, if I see a guy that was doing really well and then maybe his miscut these last 2 years, I may dig into that, kind of see why, you know, is it that big of a difference on the fields? But something to note that it went full field 2 years ago. Par 72, 7,450 yards, standard four par threes, four par fives. Par fives a little lower on the birdie or better rate than what we see on normal. Bermuda greens, it's not tough off the tee. Even if you spray it a little bit, you kind of can, the fairways are wider than average on tour, and you know, you can still advance it out of there. Sometimes even get out of there. Rough's not terrible, but it is a Bermuda rough. And so if it gets thick, it can, you know, get a hold of your club head and cause some issues. But we're going to see, you know, typical 18 to 20 under, not super birdie fest runaway, but you know, up there in that, what we've been seeing so far, new season. I'll have the cut around -2 or -3. Weather, small chance of rain every day through Thursday night. Nothing crazy. It looks like 30, 40, 50%. Nothing. Maybe see a delay or two Thursday, but after that, not much. Light winds, temperatures in the mid 80s. Going to be a nice cool week for these guys. Some good mornings, nothing real cold. And I think the winter will be right there around that -19, -20 we've seen the last 2 years. As I mentioned, we've had a one-stroke win in a playoff. Prior to that, when we had the alternate field events, kind of had some runaways, four-stroke, five-stroke, four-stroke. So I do think it'll be a tight, you know, field and, you know, competitive leaderboard. I don't see anybody running away with this. Key stats for me this week, ball striking, par four, DK scoring, birdie or better, opportunities inside 18 feet, good drives, and good approaches. It's kind of what I'm looking for in general. 32 guys have not played this since 2016. Pretty good amount of new guys for the field. The salary ranges, we got 5 in the 10K, 9 or 8 in the 9K, 11 in the 8K, 35 in the 7K, 78 in the 6K. And then I would assume any Monday Qs that got in last night will be added sometime today. Most of the time, they all go to the 6K. So we'll probably have well over half the field in the 6K range, which is pretty typical where the pricing's been on these full field events, 156-man events. Typical format for me, Sweet 16. I'll go through the main four price ranges, give you three picks and a bubble boy. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut feel plays. Our betting segment brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight. We've been doing pretty decent there on some props. I'll have those out on tomorrow's Cup with Gup for golf, and then I give them out for NFL and college football. So Make sure you join there. Talk about that here in a little bit. Then we kind of wrap it up. You know, no one and dones right now. None of that. Don't do E9 during fall swing. I may do it, you know, for one of the I think we have a WGC. They may have replaced it with that Butterfield Bermuda, that kind of combo deal. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that thing works out. But, you know, if we get a big boy event and we get enough people wanting to be a part of it, we'll I'll get with Kenny and maybe we do an E9 here. Definitely have him back once we get to the spring. A lot going on, you know, right now with football and golf, but we're still got all the content going. We obviously crushed last week. We did well the week before, so we got two good weeks going. Let's keep it rolling. Make it three in a row. Everybody's focusing on football. Let's make some money in golf. 9K and above. I'm going to start it with Sungjae. I don't know, you know, the industry and pulse and all that. You kind of see where people think. My gut tells me that a lot of people will probably fade up here because the uncomfortable as you get lower and lower, which could be a play to play up here. You know, I like Sungjae, 10-3, a little bit cheaper than the Willie Z and stuff like that. And he seems to get streaky now that we're getting more and more data on him. Now he plays a lot and he looks to be on that upswing. I think I've talked about that before. He finished 16th, 3rd, and 20th in the FedEx Cups. And he didn't play last week, took the week off. Now he's back. Well, actually be 2 weeks with the Ryder Cup. But he's played here 3 years in a row, missed the cut, and then a second of 28. So I like the history here. Putts great on Bermuda. You know, he's one of my favorite plays this week. I like him a lot at 10-3. I like Hoffman. He'll probably be talked up quite a bit this week, chalky, but he fits the everything this week. He's third overall in my model. Last 2 years, a 23rd and a 6th out here. Excuse me. Pretty good form coming in, a 21st, a 38, and a 22nd last week at the Fortinet Championship. 5th in stats for me, 7th in good drive, 4th in good approach. I mean, he's just playing really good golf. 24th in Bermuda putting, so there's no negatives there. I do think, you know, we got to watch some ownership, but I like Hoffman. I'll be back on him this week. Then Willie Z, not model-wise, going to be popping out as good as some of these others just because he had a little, that little downturn. So if you're looking at the shorter stuff, he did play here last year and missed a cut. So I'd knock him down a little bit. But last week finished 11th, or 2 weeks ago, sorry, at the Fortinet. I mean, just pure talent level. And, you know, if I'm going to pay up, I'd probably go to him over Burns. I think Garcia will be low owned, but I don't know how motivated. I don't know if he'd even be here if he wasn't the defending champion. So take that for what it is. But, you know, at 10-5, you're going to need him finishing top 10, top 5 probably to be competitive. So, you know, and I think Connors is going to be one of the more popular this week. He's got good history here, a 2nd, a 17th, and a 65th coming in pretty good form. So if I'm going to pick right now the two out of here, you know, that I like is Willie Z and Sungjae. We'll kind of see how that shapes up as we get to final thoughts on Wednesday. And then my bubble boy is Mito, and it's only because I just can't imagine him not being one of the top three owned this week. Even at that price, maybe that gets some people off of him, which would be great. I know a lot of people jumped on the 33-1. So maybe you guys go, hey, I got the bet, and I'll just go elsewhere if he's going to be chalky. Limited size, but it's getting bigger by the week. He's 2nd in stats for me, 2nd overall. He finished 3rd at the Fortinet Championship, 18th in Bermuda putting. Again, all limited data, but he's getting more and more PGA data, and it's not like it's getting worse. So he's literally top 11 or better in all 6 of the major stats I'm looking at. So hard to pass on him. And I think I can get different down below that I don't mind. You know, I kind of talked about this as we were wrapping up last season that, you know, I kept when I, well, I talked about it even 2 weeks ago, the Fortinet. I was like, I did, you know, looked at some regression and backwards modeling on how I did. And like my plays that were up there, when you look at my top 40 or my final 40 or final 30, however you want to look at it, a lot of the times were great. I just moved off some of them because of quote unquote chalkiness and all that kind of stuff. And this week, I mean, this year, you know, not that I'm just going to play chalk because it's chalk, but if it's a strong play I like, I think in a field where we can get so different, there's 156 guys. Yeah, you can probably throw out, you know, 80 easily. That you're kind of picking between, you can still make so many different lineups that, you know, it's only one position. So, you know, compared to football, when you're talking about, you know, people eat chalk in NFL, sometimes college football, without thinking twice about it. And they, again, they only, you know, they'll eat, you know, a high ownership running back or whatever, and just go down to a low wide receiver, right? Because, you know, just get different in that spot. Well, here we can do similar things, but we're not restricted by position. So if I have plays, especially in a field where you have the talent gap isn't as huge from each level and stage of salary, you know, so we don't have where we're going from ROMs of the world, you know, DJs and all that down to, you know, Lucas Glovers, Luke Liss, and, you know, these guys who are still great. I mean, good golfers, but the talent gap from that to that is much wider than what you get in a field like this. So to take some chances down low is not the worst thing, even if it means, all right, I know who I like up top. I'm going to go ahead and jump on those guys, and then I'll just, you know, pick guys that have just as much of an upside chance as golf. We know that. You know, anything can happen, and take some risk there is kind of more the philosophy I'm looking at. You know, at least to start out this season, it's done well. 8K range, I kind of like this range. Maybe not as deep as the others, but I do. The guys I like, I really like. Aaron Wise, I think I'll go back there. Playing really well. Made a good run in the FedEx Cup. A 20, you know, his only hesitancy is he's, you know, never a great putter, but we know that. 21st at Northern Trust, 17th at the BMW, has played four out of the last 5 years here, a 17th, a 39th, a 25th at the missed cut. That is one thing that I've kind of factored in a little more. If a guy in any kind of putting model I do is not great in general or on that grass type, but has great finishes at the course, like I'll go look to see, well, how does he putt here? And I do this more in the deep dive and all that. So that I know, you know, a lot of times it just has to do with the way the greens are and all that. The grass site matters. But, you know, so a guy like that, okay, well, he ranks out horribly in putting. We know that. He's 13th overall in my model, but he's done decently enough here. And at $8,300, you know, I'll go put a mark by him and I'll go look at, well, how did he putt here in those three times? Did he suck and he still finished great? Or was he a little bit better here, even though his history says otherwise? So I like Wise this week, $8,300. I like Kazire. I'll go back there. Rinse and repeat. I've been on him for a while. He paid off again last time, 2,800 or 28th place at the Fortinet. Mixed results here. Missed cut a 10th, a missed cut a 59th. So two made cuts, a top 10, and two missed cuts, 8,200. I think he's playing some of his better golf right now. So I like Kazire. Ortiz, 8,600 is my third play. Really good history here. Missed a cut last year, but before that, a fourth and a third. Okay form coming in. 47th at the Northern Trust. That's not too great. BMW, he was almost last, 66th. 21st in my stat model, 11th in ball striking, 11th in good drives, 20th in approach. I like all those numbers. 13th in Bermuda putting model for me. So 8,600, I don't know how many people will go there. I think he could go a little under the radar. I like him this week. And then my bubble boy is Seamus Power. Only reason why he's a bubble boy, I like him a lot. He's actually high in my model, is we haven't seen him since the Northern Trust. So maybe a little bit of rest factor. A 29th, an 18th, a 19th, and then a missed cut here. So three strong showings here. Got to think he likes the course. He's ninth in my stat model, third in par four DK scoring, eighth in birdie or better, 16th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 14th in ball striking. So I really like everything about Powers. A little bit of rust factor at that price, but I don't think we see a lot of people jump on an $8,800 Power. So only a bubble boy for that, but I do like him this week. 7K range, go back to Taylor Pendrith. Got us to 36 last time. Probably start to get a little buzz on him. But some of these guys, I don't think they're going to get up yet in the overall grant. We're talking about maybe like the $10 this week that pays $100K to first. He's limited in stats, but, you know, he's second, first, 15th in the top five stats I'm looking at. So kind of like Mito, you know, it could be chalky, but I think you can still get different. I like him a lot. I go back to him. Scott Stallings, 7,700. I like him this week. I think could be one of those guys where, you know, you don't hear a lot about him. Really good history here. Missed a cut in 16-17. But the next 4 years, all better years. 43rd, 39th, 28th, and 6th last year. And you got to think last year was one of the strongest fields this thing has seen coming in the COVID year. And he got 6th. Good in stats. Recent form, okay. But he finished 6th last week at Fortinet. So I like that. I don't know if he's going to get talked up much at all. So he could be a nice little plug there for a, you know, very low-owned guy like Scott Stallings, 7,700. David Lipsky, I'll go back there. 22nd at the Fortinet Championship. He hasn't played this yet. Obviously, he's, you know, new on the tour. Stats are okay. He's got some good ones. Par 4, he's 16th. 35th in opportunities inside 18 feet. Putting on Bermuda, 23rd in the field. So at $7,200, enough upside there that I really like him. Ramey at 7,000 is my bubble boy. I'm going to play him. He's going to be definitely in the next to last pool and potentially flirting with, I don't know if he gets in like a 3-max type stuff or not, but he actually played this back in 2018 and got a 26th. Missed the cut at the Fortinet Championship, but I do like his pedigree. Good price there, good upside. I'll go back there and give that a try, especially since he's played this before and did all right. 6K range. Alex Smalley, I'm going to stay on him. I love him. Love him in the betting market. Duke kid. He missed a cut at the Fortinet Championship, but I don't mind going back to him. Still showing good on the stat model. 2nd in opportunities inside 18 feet. 7th in birdie or better, which we like this week. Good drives. He's 28. I think he's going to put it in play. If he can get the iron sharp, I think he can make a run and, you know, shake off that missed cut at the Fortinet. So I'll go back. 6,400 also opens up a lot. So I like him. Davis Thompson, I like a lot. Oh, Georgia Bulldog. Where's he at? $6,100. So, I mean, these kind of guys really open up some builds. If you want to get unique and start putting, like, try to build a Willie Z Sungjae lineup, which I don't hate, I'll easily come down to some of these guys and give them a chance this week compared to, I mean, you go look at some of the guys in the 7K range that I do like, but. You know, upside ways, I'll take what I can fit in with, like a Davis Thompson, Alex Smalley type over there. He's 20th in my stat model. I know all these are going to be limited stats, but 4th in good drives, 21st in opportunities, 19th in birdie or better. So enough upside there. I like Davis Thompson. Got to think great pedigree being a Bulldog, a lot of good Bulldogs in the PGA. Anibal Lahiri feels cheap at 6,200. Made the cut the last 2 years, a 45th and a 37th. He finished 57th at the Northern Trust, but didn't advance. So he's going to be one of those guys that, you know, shaking off a little rust per se. He may have been playing over in Euro. He's a guy I'll look into in deep dive. 26th in the stat model, 25th in birdie or better, 5th in opportunities. He kind of surprised me at how well he modeled out for me. 24th overall right now, 16th in good drive. You know, he's been a lot of things. So at 6,200, I definitely would take him this week in some MME pools and wouldn't necessarily rule him out of a 1-3 max at that price. Augustine, the only reason why he is the bubble boy is I think he'll kind of be the carryover from the week one NF, you know, Korn Ferry Tour darlings because he did well, right? He finished, I think he was 6th at the Fortinet. So, anytime you get these guys, yeah, he finished 6th there. He's going to have way limited stats. But, you know, they're, you know, could get not chalky, but he could be higher owned because of, oh, here's a guy who played good in college. He's making his deal, and he actually played well. So let's go back there. I do like him at 6,700. I like his pedigree. But let's see if he becomes a chalkier guy down there, and I'd rather go – I mean, I'll pivot off that a little bit, but – I don't think anybody in the 6K is going to get over 10%. I hardly ever do in a big field like this. My fade of the week is going to be Garcia. It'd probably be low owned, so it's going to be very tempting when we get to final thoughts and deep dive, but I really don't see him. I can't guarantee it, but I would be betting that he would no chance he'd be here this week if he wasn't the defending champ. So, you know, if he gets off to a little bit of bad starts, I don't know how much to focus and go. And at that price, man, I'd rather easily drop down to Sungjae or even go to Connors. I know he's going to be low owned, but, you know, I just don't see the motivation this week. My sleeper of the week is Davis Riley. 6,400 bucks. I love him. He missed the cut on the number last time. It mainly, it was all around the green. You know, he hit the ball well. He was ninth for the first 2 days of that tournament, was ninth in approach. So I like that with the irons. I like him in general. Liked him that week. I'll go back there. Excuse me. He's played the last 2 years here, a 39th and a missed cut. So I like that he's got some experience here. He's second in Bermuda putting in the field for me. So my, you know, sleeper of the week, which I don't, ownership's, you know, way early right now, but I'm just guessing he's probably not going to be talked up too much. Gut feel plays of the week for me. I like Adam Shank. He's 31st in the model, 6,700 bucks. He's a guy that'd be a great pivot off Augustine if Augustine's going to get talked up. Great history here. 43rd, a 7th, a 36th, 32nd. Never missed the cut. A 31st at the Northern Trust. Made the cut at the Fortinet. Didn't do much with it, but a 51st there. For anybody in 6Ks, it's got that many positives. You know, I'm never going to cross them off the list. Cam Davis, 9,100, a little bit down in the model, but, you know, I'm a Cam Davis guy. Definitely love him in showdown. Upside is winningness at that price. I like him. 28th, oh, he missed a cut in 28. He's gotten better every year. Missed cut, 28th, and then a 6th last year. 31st at the Northern Trust, 29th at the BMW. Didn't make the tour championship, so this is, and he didn't play at Fortinet, so making his 2021-2022 debut this week. You know, you think Cam Davis, I mean, Cam Champ and stuff like that. Even Sergio, you know, he hits it great off the tee. So we know this guy can get off the tee well. He's got to have that. If he gets the irons on, we know we can do. He can win. So 7th in par 4, 15th in birdie or better, 27th in good drive, 37th in approach, 12th in the course fit model rankings. I know the price is there, but I'd rather come down to these guys, and I think he's has just as much upside as some of those guys in the five-digit range. Next is HV3, similar situation, 9,200. Not going to model out, you know, as good as some of the other guys, but really coming in good form for him, an 11th, a 12th, and a 16th. We know he's been working with the new putting coach and getting dialed in there. This is traditionally one of his better surfaces. He only played this once back in 2018, missed a cut, not putting a whole lot into that. Totally different golfer right now, playing well. We know if this putting can continue to do well with this, you know, working with the new coach and stuff, he can make a run. 9,200 may shy some people away. So, you know, I don't know if I go to a popular Herald this week, but if he kind of, everybody moves off of him because of that price type deal, I don't mind going there as a gut feel play this week. And the last one's Hudson Swafford, 17th in my overall model, 6,900 bucks, played here twice, a 26th and a missed cut, missed a cut at the Fortinet, but before that, you know, had a strong finish in the FedEx, an 11th and a 17th, just missed out on the tour championship. Midfield and Bermuda putting, so nothing too great there. 6th in approach, 19th in good drive, 16th in ball striking, 26th in birdie or better, and opportunities inside 18 feet. Feels a little underpriced for you know, he's a veteran around here, 6,900 bucks. I don't mind taking some stabs at him, especially MME this week. Hudson Swafford, 6,900, rounds out the gut fill plays of the week. Betting top five that pop and two long shots provided by Monkey Knife Fight. Use GUPS, G-U-P-S, for 100% match up to $100. Been having some success here. They got college football player props now. NFL's been rocking and rolling. I will have PGA tomorrow on the Cup with GUP. I'll give you my favorite couple plays as well. Go ahead and get signed up. You'll be ready to go. The links to all this is in the audio podcast as well, or you can go to gupscorner.com/affiliates, or just go to monkeyknifefight.com and use GUPS when you sign up. Free $100 if you put 100 in, and you can put any amount in. 20 bucks, get 20 free, so on and so forth. Top five for me that pop: Pendrith, 66-1, Ortiz, 50-1, Aaron Wise, 50-1, Cam Davis, 33-1, Kazire, 66-1, and then my two long shots I like, Alex Smalley, 150-1, and Davis Thompson, 250-1. Those are probably more like, you know, Thompson probably be a good top 20 bet for me. You know, maybe look at some top five odds, stuff like that. But those are the kind of long shots I'm looking at. Don't forget to use Smash for 15% off any package. Come give us a try now. You will not be disappointed. Free trial for 7 days. Don't like it, cancel. Never no harm, no foul, never get charged. Cup with Gup will be out later today with the PGA deep dive, NFL power ranks, and waiver wire ads for week four NFL. We are back to a normal fall schedule this week, which basically means everything's the same. E9 is just based on demand and all that. For the most part, we will pass on that until we get back rolling in the spring. Get Kenny Kim back on for that as well. I think it's going to be a good tournament. I think we have, you know, solid prize pools out there to keep the attention. And we have enough advantages with some of the angles we can take this week. By the time we get to, you know, 36 hours from now, we're getting ready to lock, you know, a little bit of time Thursday morning, but I really do. I really think we'll have a good week this week. I like how the field's shaping up. I like some of the pivots we can make, and take advantage of it. I will be back later today. Until then, have a blessed afternoon and we'll talk to you later.